to your work, and now it's done. Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee. We have a fairly packed show for you today. We're going to start it all off with an interview with Dr. Joey Only of the Joey Only Outlaw Band. I caught up with him this past Sunday down at Under the Volcano in North Vancouver at Kate's Park. He just come back from a 49-day tour supporting his latest album, Transgression Trail, which he went all the way over to Manitoba and toured the provinces in between. We've also got Kenton Lowen of The Crackling, a great local independent band right here from Vancouver. He's going to be in studio playing some songs for us. And we're going to talk to him a bit. He's going to be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater in support of the Little Mountain Gallery, a little fundraiser they're doing down at the Rickshaw. As well as Jason the Bear Paulette is going to be calling in probably around 8:15 to give us his Toronto Tracks of the Week. And so stay tuned because we've got quite a loaded show today. So anyways, we're going to start off with this interview that I did with Dr. Joey Only of the Joey Only Outlaw Band.
Hi, my name is Mark Farabee. I'm sitting here at Under the Volcano with Dr. Joey Only of the Joey Only Outlaw Band. He just came back from a 49-day tour supporting his last album, Transgression Trail. Played 43 shows in 49 days, or did it turn out to be more than that?
Hard to say. A little bit more, a little bit less. We had a show in Medicine Hat canceled due to a flood, and then we just didn't show up to a show in Regina because the deal sucked. And, I'm not too demanding, but all the same, like, you have to at least do one of the following, like, feed us or give us beer or put us in a room or something, like, and if you don't do all three of those, like, I probably won't show up for the gig. And so, yeah. And then I was home for 3 days, worked two night shifts, and then was right back this weekend playing. Went to Cumsheen Rafting Resort in Thompson River there and got to go rafting. So that's some of the wonderful things that happen on the road. You get to go rafting once in a while.
Nice. You also did a show in Lytton, is that right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm referring to.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So speaking of shows that you look to get paid, at least get with some food or some sort of room and board. June 21st, you played a show in Lethbridge and mentioned that somebody put you up in an apartment for a couple days and fed you and bought you drinks. And what was that all about?
Well, it was kind of ridiculous. This rich guy, his bass player, drummer, or guitarist, or somebody was moving away, so they wanted to have one last gig together, even if nobody. It was kind of a weird situation. So he bought the stage that night, and we became the opening act. And he bought bottles of scotch, which everyone drank. And he bought plates of ribs and pizzas, enough that everybody could eat all they wanted. And then upped our guarantee. And then later on, put us in an apartment for 2 days that he owned. So the weird things that happen on the road. And you do need a lot of things, you know, like... I'm looking at somebody right now. I'm not going to say his name, but he's kind of an idiot. And he said, oh, we've been trying to get you to come play our coffee shop for years. And I said, well, it's funny that no one's ever asked me. Maybe that's why we didn't play. And he said, well, you should come play. And I said, yeah, well, for that far, we'd need minimum $250. And he started telling me how, well, new economics, this and that. And, you know, you don't need money. We can do this. And I was like, well, actually, my musicians do need money. And so does my gas tank. Well, we've invented our own currency and all this hippie lefty stuff he's telling me, and you don't need that. And you know, it's like, and that's sort of my frustration with the left, is they expect me to play for free all the time, and then they don't even get a good sound system, and then they don't thank you afterwards. So we've started to say no a lot more often to well-intentioned people who aren't gonna, you know, I got six musicians, I gotta look out for their interests, right? And yeah, maybe I'd come play for free or for donuts or whatever, but you know, they have rent to pay and kids to feed and things to do, and it's tough.
Everybody's
and to get them
get by.
to get them to come play 43 shows with me, I mean, I'm asking a lot from them all the time, and I can't ask everything, you know. Yeah. So that's part of the reality of our life as musicians. And sometimes we get taken care of more than we need.
Well, that's nice every once in a while.
Yeah.
So you guys, 49 days on the road, what kind of transport were you using? Was it everybody crammed into one van, or was it...
No, I won't do that if I can help it anymore. We had one GM Safari pulling a teardrop trailer, and there was a mattress inside the van, so we had four people in the van, and people could take turns sleeping. And we had a Volkswagen running alongside, and so we had two vehicles for six people. And even then, it was cramped at times. And you can't crisscross Canada continuously and be uncomfortable for 2 months at a time. Like, it's hard on your body and your mind, and it creates fights and creates divisions. And the more space and food and booze there is for everybody, the happier musicians can be. And the only real fight we had on the road was after a night where there was no free booze. So you'd think it'd be the morning you wake up hungover that you'd be fighting, but no, then you're too hungover to get bitter, you know. And it's the night when you have no booze and have a bad payout that people start getting mad. But we were promoting this new record I have called Transgression Trail, and CITR has been playing it. I don't know how much, but there was a week or two that we made your Roots and Blues charts. And
you're on the playlist.
Yeah, I see that you have written down that we were number two on Earshot for a while. For the month of June or July, we were fourth nationally for the whole month. We spent 6 weeks in the top 10. We were number two for 2 weeks, number three for another one. And the only person who was ahead of us all the time was Fred Eaglesmith. And we could stomach that because we were fortunate enough to play many shows with Fred and be quite friendly with his band. They've been very good to us.
Nice.
And I had to mix Fred's sound at one of the shows because he was unhappy with the sound man, and then he insisted that we take everything off his merch table, and so all my musicians are now wearing Fred Eaglesmith clothing, and awesome. I have all the CDs he's ever put out now. Finally.
So you just got back? Was it a couple days ago, or within this past week? On the, shall I say, the first leg of the Transgression Trail tour?
Yeah, that'd be the best way to put it, because I am planning to go out east in November, and we have more shows this month. I came home on Tuesday night, had less than 24 hours off before I went and worked two night shifts at my job in the downtown east side. So, and got off work at 7 in the morning on Friday, took 4 hours of sleep, and got in the van, and went and played two more shows in Lytton this weekend, so... And now we did this afternoon here.
Cool. Well, speaking of the Downtown East Side, the Downtown East Side is home to another local community radio station, Co-op Radio 102.7, on which you host a show, the Sound Resistance, as well as two other of your band members. Kenan, your drummer, has a show called No Apologies Necessary, mm-hmm. and Rowan, your accordion player, Accordion Noir Show.
And also, Mike Zinger does In the Pines and also fills in my show. So four of my regular players have radio shows, and we got the monopoly on the co-op radio.
So having four members of your band having shows on co-op radio, all taking off and going away for 49 days, what happened to those shows?
Well, we had people cover them all, and luckily the Pedal Revolutionary people covered my show, and it's great having a radio show and being a musician, because I never pay for a CD anywhere I go, because I say, hey, nice CD you got there, and want to do a trade? Well, yeah, I guess we could, and we're kind of low. Did I mention that I have a radio show, too, in Vancouver, and I play strictly Canadian content? And by the time I get done saying that, I have a disc in my hand. So I've been very lucky that way. I have a crazy collection of independent Canadian music.
Awesome. So along your... travels on this tour, you mentioned that you had some amplifier problems. What happened with that?
Unfortunately, my Bluesmaster Deluxe has been acting up, and I'd taken it in January to have it fixed by Long & McQuaid under warranty, and they fixed it, and then it still wasn't working right, so I took it into another place in Saskatoon, and they fixed it, and then it wasn't working right. And the irony of that was that while the guy was fixing my amp, another fella happened to convince me to buy a new Telecaster on my Long & McQuaid credit. So by the end of the day, I had now two guitars and no amps. And then finally, I got to Edmonton and again tried to get them to fix my amp, and they couldn't do it because of time and blah, blah, blah. So I bought a new Blues Junior on my Long & McQuaid credit, but I fully intend tomorrow to bring it back to Vancouver Long & McQuaid and give it back to them and say, can you fix my amp under warranty? I've paid this much to have it done, and it hasn't been done, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to pay for the Blues Junior. It was basically, you know, my way of getting around their rules, and I'll bring it back tomorrow and tell them I'm not paying for it. And, you know, I've spent, you know, nearly $10,000 at Long & McQuaid locations in the last number of years, and my musicians have spent crazy amounts of money, and I tend to think now that, well, you know, my mom and her boyfriend ran a music store for a while, and I kind of know how things work, and I've put enough money into your company and you know, it's like, we're the people that are keeping them in business, right? We're touring musicians. We need the gear. We need top-end gear. We're always buying new stuff, and I'd like to have had a better amp today than the little Blues Junior I was using. It didn't sound that great. And we're the ones that keep them in business. It's not the guy whose six-year-old is interested in guitar who's going to spend $8,000 at Long & McQuaid. It's musicians like us that keep them in business. And so I will be demanding.
Good. Get it all sorted out. You mentioned in your blog something about a mentorship program with Buffy St. Marie. You got to play a show with her, was it in Brandon, Manitoba? Can you expand on that a little bit and tell me what this mentorship program is all about?
Yeah, well, they have at the Brandon Folk Fest a mentorship program, and how it works is different levels of musicians mentor people who I wouldn't say are below them, but, you know, have less experience. So I had three young fellows that I had to do a mentorship with, and I sat down with them for an hour and a half, and I went and watched their show. And then the reason they chose me to mentor those guys is because, you know, I'm not confident about many things in life, but when it comes to the stage, I am. And I know that walking onto a stage like you own it is how you become good. And I basically sat down with these young fellows and said, do you know why people didn't like your show? You know, I'm not, and I told them, like, you're great songwriters, you're great players, you're great singers. Every one of you has the talent to be a top-level musician, but you know why your show sucks? And they didn't know, of course. And I said, well, because you're reading your lyrics off a sheet of paper, and you don't look confident. And really, they didn't have confidence. That was the main thing. So in my session with them, that's what I was trying to get through. But at the meantime, Buffy St. Marie was my mentor. So four of us got to spend time with her. I did an in-the-round workshop with her where I sang my song, Stephen Harper's a Nazi Douchebag from Hell. And she loved that. The crowd loved that. And then we got to spend a lot of time with her band. The next day, I got to spend a couple hours just one-on-one with Buffy and talking. And as it went, Buffy and her band fell in love with our troupe. And, you know, we're a fun bunch. So we all left the festival different directions, and when it came a few days later, we were in Olds, Alberta, playing with Fred Eaglesmith, which is great in itself, but Buffy's bass player, Don, who lives in Vancouver now, showed up at the show with his partner, and it was just, you know, kind of great to have that support where musicians who are really, you know, light years ahead of us are accepting us and appreciating what we do.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I would say I was asked who I'd rather do the mentorship with. I could do it with Buffy this year, or next year I could, Billy Bragg is coming to Brandon Folk Fest. I could have done it with Billy Bragg. And they said, who would you prefer? And you can only do one mentorship program. And I don't think I skipped a beat before I said, Buffy St. Marie, please. You know, I like Billy Bragg and all, but I'm a Canadiana folk singer, and I'm very much interested in all things that have happened north of the border here. And what we are here, and Buffy being from Saskatchewan and native, and she's part of my culture, my society here. And whereas Billy is a, you know, a Marxist from England, and although I love his songs and we share a lot of the same ideas and attitudes, Buffy is Buffy's the one for me, you know, and she was so beautiful. She's 68 years old. She dances around on stage. What a show she puts on. Her band's rocking. She's a beautiful, warm, loving person. We got to have jam sessions by campfires with them and other things that I won't mention on the radio. You know, very wonderful bunch of people. We're very lucky.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, I think I'm going to tie it up here with one last question. Now, there's one member in your band who I first saw probably about 4 years ago. You did a gig down at Malone's. That was the first time I ever saw the Joint Only Outlaw band. And Rowan, your accordion player, had a very distinct look. He had a very, very large, long beard.
Yeah.
And ever since that show, I could always recognize him because he, you know, that was him. Today when I showed up, I looked at the stage and I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Because Rowan's beard is no longer. What happened? Well, tell me about that.
A few points. I can almost tie them all together with this one topic. And part of it's the Arts Wells Festival in Wells, British Columbia. It's my favorite festival of all, and that's why we bought the Mountain Lodge there and we're renovating it. And Rowan, to help the festival, decided he'd auction his beard and his hair off. So they auctioned it off to raise money for the festival, and I was lucky enough to be the one who got to cut his beard off, and I'm very proud of that. He does look a little bit different now, but it's funny, like after seeing him for, you know, no one's seen him for 15 years without his beard and his hair, and it looks like when you look at him now, you recognize him. It's like, it's almost like he's always looked the way he looks now. Do you know what I mean? And it's so funny that such a signature trademark like that could go missing and it looks just normal. But the first minute you see him, it takes a second to go, who is that guy? But it's a wonderful festival up there in the Caribou, and that's where we're going to live eventually. We're renovating this place, and the whole band loves that festival, loves that town. It's like our family there. And damn, I love the Caribou. It's a great place to live.
Awesome. How long have you had that place up in Wells?
We bought it almost exactly a year ago, and it's an old defunct mountain lodge. Before that, it was a sawmill and a bunch of other stuff. It's a 90-year-old building. It's in great disrepair. We bought it for very cheap because of that. But yet, when you put the leveler down on the third floor, it's square still. It's a level building. The foundation's good. The old fir timbers are unbeatable wood. It's great quality wood, and we have 10,000 square feet of space and three floors and moose rack on the top of the building, and eventually we'll put a recording studio there, and we'll put beds in the place, and it's going to be the Outlaw Mountain Lodge. It'll be the center of, oh, just wait, you'll see. It'll be something everyone's going to talk about in British Columbia very, very soon. It's a crazy, crazy building, and we're a crazy band. And yeah, we do a lot of things, and we work hard, and you know, it's the only way you can maintain a job and two houses and renovate a building and put out a new record that does so well and travel so much is only by hard work. We don't. That's why they describe us as relentless. We're a band that really does things. We're not sitting still.
Get her done.
Yeah, you have to. You can't just sit in your basement and wait for someone to recognize your talent. You have to push the buttons and push the boundaries and take it as far as you can go. And if you can do that, anybody could probably be in the position I'm in now. It's not because I'm any more talented or more intelligent than anybody else that I'm having success in music. And it's not a great success, but a lot of people would... You know, to get to do the things I've done and see the people I get to see and hang out with, they'd sell their arms for that. But if you don't have to sell your arms, you just have to really work yourself to death.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thanks for this interview. And I wish you the best of luck on the second leg of the Transgression Trail Tour.
Thank you, and thanks for being a part of Under the Volcano, CITR. It's the last one, I hear, and this is an amazing thing that Vancouver has had, that Megan and all them have worked very hard for many years to do this, and you can come and spend a day here and not realize how much energy is and love has been put into this festival, and there'll never be another one like it.
Cool. All right, Mel. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Ferby. That was a little interview that I did with Dr. Joey Only of the Joey Only Outlaw Band this past Sunday at the very last Under the Volcano down in Cates Park in North Vancouver. I was pretty happy to be able to catch that one. CITR was actually broadcasting live from Under the Volcano, so it was kind of fun. We got to do a little live broadcast, and I managed to record Joey Only's set. So I'm going to play a little track from that set, from live from Under the Volcano. So here it is. This particular one is called Greyhound and Guitar Man, which is off of his latest album, Transgression Trail. Check it out.
Down. Seen every province, I've seen every state. I played big shows, but I never played great. I traveled a couple of times, coast to coast, and nearly lost my mind. Don't wanna see Toronto, don't know what I'm on to. Tomorrow's a new day, let's see what I can handle. Race Spring, Gate Day, Church Street, and good east. The winds are blowing easterly, and I'm getting hungry. Heart attack, Halifax, probably been there and back. Lots of Nova Scotia, but hanging by the ocean. I'm so tired, it's gonna give up. I find a new town, so don't like my sound. I dreamt that I'd be bigger star than this, but that was just a dream and it don't exist.
Tuberculosis and got a psychosis. I'm a folk singer, don't need your diagnosis. I'm so tired and it's gonna give up. Now it's been 30 years of bad luck. I never know just what to expect. Life's just like that, one needs to catch your neck. I'm a Greyhound and Guitar Man, this is it.
All right, that was Joey Only Outlaw Band live from Under the Volcano. And while we're on the Joey Only train, I'm going to play another track from his, I believe it was 2006 release. It was self-titled Joey Only Outlaw Band. I'm going to play a little track called Free Store. Why? Because this song is about the Hornby Island Free Store, a place in which I'm going to be going tomorrow. Very excited to play in a band called The Get Down, and we are going to go play a show up there at the Joe King Ballpark. So if you're up on Hornby Island this weekend, especially tomorrow night, be sure to come by the Joe King Ballpark. Anyways, this is another track from the Joey Only Outlaw Band. This is Free Store, one of my faves.
If you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land. At the Hornby Island Free Store, they got all you need there and plenty more. Items you can afford, even when you are poor. One back there in the 1960s, Abby Hoffman and the Yippies. I guess the idea lived on with some BC hippies. Good for every sort of beach bum, a helpful way of recycling. You come back from the dump with more than what you came. Dump there back at my home, the village of Madoc, Ontario. You only gotta pay if you don't take in all your recyclables. They got a store in there full of the good garbage. Lots of stuff there for all your kids. I got 4 boxes of National Geographic. Phew. Not bad. Give me some green. Free store, every touch of a free store, where it's free to trade in or to take whatever it is that you need. They got clothes and combos and board games, priceless junk to help you save. And if you leave more, be given back to the free store. We don't need to throw out so much trash. Our garbage is about as good as cash. I dream in green, I think of free. When you look at the waste the corporations create and products that they've made just to break, packaging they throw on top of it for profit's sake. Go dumpster diving. Find something good.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and is proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Free Store from the Joey Only Outlaw Band. They are going to be playing September 11th. That's their next show that they're going to be playing in Vancouver. He's playing, he just came back from a 49-day tour, and now he's still playing all around BC up until September. So be sure to check them out if you're in town September 11th at the Princeton Pub. Should be a good show. They're a great band.
Hey there, this is Down the Mountain, and you're listening to
CITR
101.9 FM.
Hello, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Sid, and we're from the local band
Soft Serve. And you're listening to
Friday Sunrise.
101.9 CITR.
That stone inside your hand. I said that light in the dream was the greatest thing I seen. With a sad they want nothing from me, and the trees were like
wish you all could have seen it this one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all alone what she's doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boy, I tell you, she hit all the lines. I guess the boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame. She had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. She sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids that captured me. How could they not? I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish am I to think it'll last forever? Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. And it's such a shame. She had such a pretty face. It's such a shame she found a resting place. This song, 'cause now she's gone. She lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame. She had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. And it's such a shame. She had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place.
New Testament.
I think
think the New Testament?
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Kenton Lowen of The Crackling has just arrived. He's going to play a few songs for us today. He's also going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater tonight in support of the Little Mountain Gallery. But as for now, I have Jason the Bear Paulette on the line with his Toronto Tracks of the Week. So we're going to play our fancy little intro for Jason. Here we go.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Good morning, Jason. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mark. I can hear you. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. That intro makes me smile every time I hear it.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Just, calling in with some good music for you here.
Nice, nice. You should say hi. I got Kenton Lowen of The Crackling in studio with us.
Hello, good sir.
Good day, Kenton. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm doing well.
Yeah, you've had a couple more hours of sleep. You're up a little later here.
I'm just getting up.
I don't know what the hell's going on yet. So you'll have to excuse me if I fumble or folly.
that's par for the course on Friday Sunrise. Yeah. No worries.
Standard issue.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, man. Let me lay down what I found for you here. So yeah, basically you got Tofu Meat, a great band from out here in Barrie. Nice rock and roll, some solid rock and roll. Then Brett Caswell and the Marquis Rose Band. They're another really great band. Really good singing and songwriting with those guys. Tons, like, I don't know, I could play over songs. You know, I play a song over repeatedly 4 or 5 times. These guys definitely have a couple of those. Yeah, you should check out A Friend in Need, or L-O-V-E, from Brett Caswell and the Marquis Rose Band. And then Sandman Viper Command, another solid rock band. Yeah, they're playing Sneaky D's down here in Toronto tonight. I'd probably go check them out. There's a little Beatles versus Stones jam going on. And then they're playing again at Sneaky D's on the 20th. So, yeah, I'm going to check out Sandman Viper Command. And if you're going to play a track from them, you should maybe check out The Best of Plans, which is a pretty good track.
The Best of Plans.
Best of Plans. Yeah, and Tofu Meat, I didn't mention, you should play maybe Uncomfortably Numb. I think that's a pretty good tune. We got some fun stuff, too, there, like Tune Up and Water Plant Dreams are good. You'd like those.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, yeah, I should also mention that on September 11th, Run With the Kitten, who I believe we played last week.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing a show in Toronto, so kind of those guys on the Facebook. Yeah, if I can swing down there and get a little interview with them for the show.
Excellent. Well, you'll have to send that interview over, and we can air it next Friday morning.
Well, it'll be next Friday, because it's September 11th, a very, very good day for a rock show.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, that's what's happened down here in Toronto, man.
Nice.
Good times.
Have you...
VanMusic.ca when you get a chance. Got some new stuff up there. All these bands are profiled up on VanMusic, all these Toronto bands. If you do want to submit your band from Ontario, you can send it in to Toronto@VanMusic.ca. And well, I get there, read the great posts about Vancouver music and the new one about Caravana, which just put up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you checked out any shows in the past week since I last talked to you in the Toronto region?
I haven't gone in the past week, but this evening I will be in the city. I did go bar hopping last week, though. I saw a mean karaoke show.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I hear they're a great band.
Oh, no, they're a great band. So many people in that band. Unbelievable. Yeah, no, they do a really good version of Lucky Star by Madonna. It was very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some good old Johnny Cash tunes covered. Yeah, good times. It was a bachelor party for a friend, so it was a little ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, tonight I'm going to go to check out Sneaky D's for sure.
Cool, man.
It's a cool venue. I like Sneaky D's.
I've never been.
I was just saying, it's a cool venue. It's a place that I've sort of played a handful of times with different projects over the years. So.
Oh, yeah. No, cool. Sneaky D's is a great spot. It's good to be back in the city, actually, and check out all these old places. I used to go check out all these places, like, when I used to live here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. It's good to see the old haunts.
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, I'll let you guys get back to your Friday morning.
Nice. Before I let you go, Brett Caswell and the Marquee Rose. Is there any particular track that you'd like me to play from them?
You know, yeah, I like L-O-V-E, which is a really nice, happy song, and A Friend in Need. I did make a note on these guys that they're uplifting with a hint of melancholy. It really made me feel that way.
So. Oh.
You know, I just thought I'd put that out there. But, yeah, I don't know. Check out A Friend in Need or L-O-V-E. Oh, and I should also mention that all these bands were brought to my attention by a wonderful friend of ours, Courtney Dubois, another musician, wonderful singer-songwriter out here in Barrie as well. So just mention that.
Nice. Well, thank you, Courtney, for your input on the show.
Cool.
All right, man. Well, yeah, I guess... take care, and I guess we'll catch up with you next week with some fresh tracks from Toronto.
Yes. All right, gentlemen. Have a great day, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, guys. Later.
See ya. All right, that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in from Toronto with his Toronto Tracks of the Week. So we're going to play three tracks from three bands from the Toronto region. We'll start off with a track from Brett Caswell and the Marquee Rose. This one is called L-O-V-E. If you take the periods out from in between the letters, it spells love. Here we go.
Over your dark horizon, there's a light, but you won't find it as long as you carry around a heart that's filled with hate. When you could choose L-O-V-E love. I see that look in your eye. It's quite frightening. Tell me now, what's your problem? Is it your job? Is it the people you've been rolling with? Now maybe since the day you were born, you were raised to hate. About time that you chose to L-O-V-E love. L-O-V-E love. You got it, you just gotta find it. Now dig deep, set free all of the love inside you. Yeah.
give it a try. I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go. Give it a try. I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go.
I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go.
I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go.
Oh,
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Farabee. I'm live in studio right now with Kent and Lowen of The Crackling, a local independent band. He's actually trying to get in the door right now, but I'm sitting here talking on the microphone. Anyways, he'll be in here in a sec. But for the meantime, I will tell you what we just played there. That was three tracks from Toronto that Jason... the Bear Paulette had suggested for us. We heard that last track was called The Best of Plans from Sandman Viper Command. We also heard Uncomfortably Numb from a band called Tofu Meat, as well as L-O-V-E from Brett Caswell and the Marquee. And before that, before Jason called in, we heard a track from a local musician named Dustin Bentall off of his first album called Streets with No Lights. It was such a shame, and it's funny, all these little things are sort of, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I recently discovered that Deborah Jo Creelman, Deborah Jean Creelman, another local singer-songwriter from Vancouver, whom you, Kenton, she played on your latest album called The Crackling,
yeah.
Or Keepful Ambitious.
You got it.
She sang on that, and she also sang on Dustin's album, as well as she sang in a band called Mother Mother that you also played in as well.
Yeah, exactly. Her and I went to music school years ago and sort of got to know her that way. And we'd been sort of working on a bunch of stuff. They had actually started Mother Mother during the time when they were in school, when she was in school, and had worked with a bunch of different people and asked me to come play drums in that project. So that band started doing a bunch of stuff, and I kind of continued playing drums with a bunch of different projects, but had always wanted to sort of work on the crackling and keep this, you know, keep this other project on the go. So
yeah,
it was a great opportunity to work with her.
So are you originally from Vancouver then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you guys go to school together then?
VCC.
VCC.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
The other jazz school.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you, the crackling is your baby, your project. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you put this album Keep Full Ambitious out not too long ago, just yeah. back in June, is that right?
Yeah, newly released. It's pretty brand new.
Nice.
It's definitely not brand new material. the record we worked on the record for years. I mean, it's sort of playing drums in a bunch of projects kind of keeps you has kept me busy.
Yeah.
So it's been tough to sort of really be able to have the time to focus on this record, but it was a sort of a great time in between projects and sort of downtime from the road that allowed me to sort of really focus on getting this work out. So
yeah. Nice. Cool. So you put this out just back in June. Now, yeah, like you're saying, this isn't the only thing that you work on. You've been playing. You are, you know, best known as a drummer.
Yeah.
But this album is you. You're singing, you're playing guitar, and
sure.
It's kind of a different take on your music.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's I've been playing guitar longer than I've been playing drums and sort of, you know, working on that. You know, that end of music for myself for a long time. But, you know, playing drums has always been, you know, I mean, I played in rock bands playing guitar when I was young and just ended up being frustrated with the drummer because I would sit down when they would go smoke cigarettes and, you know, I felt comfortable with it. So it was something that it was always something that I wanted to do. So I picked up guitar because acoustic guitars aren't as loud as big rock drum kits, so. You know, it was just in terms of the parental perspective, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely been both and all at the same time. It's just, you know, the drumming has been arguably more forefront and in the professional realm, and the guitar player and singer songwriter man has been sort of arguably more hidden, if you can put it that way.
Yeah,
but yeah,
excellent. So you're playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater, 8:30, is that right? You're supposed to be on?
Yeah, there's a bunch of different projects going on for that. It's a fundraiser for Little Mountain Gallery, which is actually where we did the CD release party for the Crackling.
Right.
You know, in support of the gang, you know, specifically Aaron Salazar. They've had a lot of trouble lately keeping that place afloat.
I've to be perfectly honest, I've never actually been to the Little Mountain Gallery, but yeah. I've heard so much about it recently, yeah. And I hear here's a great community art space, and you know, it's, you know, I've heard great things about it, but
yeah.
What's the story behind that? They've been having troubles staying open, or
there's a couple different issues. They're fantastic. It's sort of a collective art space, and they do, you know, they do shows, and it's considered a gallery, so they do, you know, you know, there's always, you know, art, fantastic art showings, and, you know, lots of stuff going on in that way, but also, you know, significantly playing a lot of bands and a lot of stuff doing that, playing music and whatnot. They do plays, they do, you know, they do everything. So, I mean, it's just, there's sort of like a, you know, a fantastic, you know, cultural hotspot for, you know, for the indie scene, for anyone who's really involved in, you know, underground work of any kind. And it's been, I mean, it's such a huge and important space, and, you know, it's just really significant. And, you know, I mean, all of the artwork, like, I've been working with, I've known Aaron Salazar for years. I actually did my first solo acoustic gig in that space with three other people, Ora Kogan, Patrick Boulanger, and Pete Schmidt, just four acoustic acts. And so I've known, and I met Aaron Salazar then, and that was years ago. So, you know, great to have gotten closer to him in the process of, he did all the artwork for the Crackling record, Keep Full Ambitious.
Nice.
So, you know, and we sort of developed that work together. Just a fantastic artist and just a really brilliant man. Very hardworking, knows a lot about the community and is really sort of aware of a lot of things that are going on. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that there, you know, it's been a combination of things. You know, it's difficult to sort of keep the place going. There's been a significant amount of noise complaints from one, you know, unnamed, I think is what he's going by right now, because it's been a bit of a scene. And they've, you know, been in touch with the city, and, you know, so it makes it more difficult to do shows because the complaints are more consistent. And, you know, even the police are sort of opinion that, you know, well, you know, nothing really bad is happening, but, you know, it's sort of a funny red tape situation in the city of Vancouver to really listen a lot to the one guy complaining and not a lot to a massive underground constituency of cultured people and you know, diverse individuals that are working their ass off to make it not such a shitty place. But, you know, as far as that goes, you know, we're doing a fundraiser tonight to try and keep, you know, try and keep rent happening and try and keep things going on for that place, because it's just sort of significant. So, yeah, the Rickshaw. There's a bunch of different bands playing too. It's like, you know, Aaron Reed. I don't know if you know this guy, Aaron Reed. He's a. I don't know if he's doing like stand-up comedy or what, but he's a funny man. Chris Horrific. I'm doing a solo set at 8:30, and then Like Animals again. The Greenbelt, Corbin Murdoch, and the Nautical Miles. Those guys are great. And I don't know how to pronounce this. Mez Amazing. Mez Amazing.
Yeah,
I think
that's what it is.
Mez Amazing. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, that's sort of the general lineup for the night. So stuff gets started at 7, so I'm sure there's sort of a 6 o'clock doors thing.
Nice. Now it's I was checking out some info on that, and I guess it's more or less, I mean, it's a fundraiser. It's, they're asking $10 to $20, but like they say, nobody's turned away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably that, you know, in the spirit of all things.
Yeah, exactly.
Of all things open and inviting and accepting, it's, you know, I don't think we're going to make you go away if you can't pay for it, but I think it's like definitely the intention is to raise some funds and to make things better and possible for a small gallery on the east side that, you know, is working its ass off.
Yeah, for sure. Excellent. Yeah. Well, the clock's ticking pretty quick here. I didn't realize it's already almost a 8:45 here. So, what do you say we squeeze a couple songs out of you before it's too late?
Sure.
So we're this is Friday Sunrise, by the way, on CITR 101.9 FM. We're live in studio with Kenton Lowen of the Crackling, whom is going to be playing at the the Rickshaw Theater this evening in support of the Little Mountain Gallery, a great community art space that we don't want to lose. So get down there and support your local art community. So what are you going to start us off with there, Ken?
This is a tune off the record called Geppetto.
Geppetto,
which is,
excellent.
Arguably about puppets. Maybe we'll dedicate it to the unnamed complaining assailant.
Excellent.
So close yet it's all around you. At first you're clear and then you start to break up. Just be aware that your clown's got makeup. And as you toast beautiful dark moments, and you expose the undone components, hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string.
your reaper, and he was your dog that bit me. But she knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget me. Should not alarm you. Come and sit down. We must arm you. Hear the door and tell me, have they found you? It's just the din of your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align, you were hanging by a string, hanging by a string. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget me. Burning out of control. It's tightrope lines, you know. Disturbing all that flows. And on the show. So turn.
Awesome. That was Geppetto off of your latest Keep Full Ambitious from The Crackling, also known as Kent and Lowen. Now, you also play, we mentioned earlier, you used to play with a band called Mother Mother, and I have their first album, I believe, called Touch Up, which you played on.
Yeah.
So before you you say you need to tune up your guitar in a different way to play another tune?
Yeah, maybe let's try that.
Okay, well, why don't I throw on a track from this Mother Mother album. We'll play the title track called Touch Up, which you played on. Well, you can tune up your guitar.
Fantastic, thank you.
All right.
Washed off. I need a touch up mascara all up in my eyes. Chemical hair dyes and highlights higher than my lights, higher than highlights. My makeup, it has washed off. I need a touch up. I need a touch up. I need a touch up. I need a makeover. Feel my foam, get up the skin tone, please.
My makeup
has washed off.
I need a touch of a makeover.
Queen, swine, da, queen, ugly duckling, you're drowning in makeup.
In makeup,
my makeup has washed off.
We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with Kenton Lowen of The Crackling, who's going to be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater in support of the Little Mountain Gallery. We've got about 7 minutes before Marie steps in for a synchronicity spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we're going to squeeze one more song out of Kenton before we have to sign off. This song is called The Joke?
A Joke.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Coming down, she waltzes on the city, rooftops and raindrops, wet in aspen, and I thought I had you. When you arrived, I knew you'd be missed. I
Awesome. Thanks so much, man, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. All right, well, like I say, this has been another episode of Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Marie's about to step into the studio for Synchronicity Spiritual Talk for his mind, body, and soul. This was Kenton Lowen of The Crackling live in studio. He's going to be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater in support of the Little Mountain Gallery. And next week, we have a band called Stoned Moses that's coming in to the studio to play. And don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca. You can see all the bands that Jason had us play this morning, as well as don't forget to check out the podcast of the show at citr.ca, and you can listen to the whole show all over again. Once again, thank you very much, and we're going to leave the show with one more track from The Crackling. This is off of the latest Keep Full Ambitious. This is Of Deceit. Thanks again. Bye.
Inside my thoughts like spring, the colors of the dress you wore, the soon adorned bedroom floor. I could swear I heard the devil sing. You revealed most everything, except you wouldn't let go. Shaping in my chest, I could swear.